need a fucking. That was Madeline's baby. All right, let's go. Let's do this thing. I'm ready to get this thing done. I'm ready to get another check mark on the box. I'm ready to get this 2-3 Michael Jordan year type episode done.
And this is where Ian tells us.
We've already been recording.
Hey, that's what you know is fucking going on. What's up, everyone? It's On the Island Podcast. You fucking
YouTuber now? What the fuck was that?
The OTI Podcast, episode 23. This is Jake, a.k.a. I Have Coronavirus Hall.
Damn. This is Abdul. I'm tired as shit. Ahad.
This is Ian. I was happy to do the pod, but now my vibe's killed. Hicks.
Damn. Hey, we killed his vibe before the pod. Oh, yo, put her there, bro.
Well, air handshake. Here we go.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm sorry the vibe's finally been killed.
Was hyped to do the pod all week, bro. Yesterday, I was ready to go. Bullshit happens with Abdul. Can't do it. I'm ready today. Abdul gets here fucking 8 o'clock.
He said he was going to be here at 5, bro.
I said 8. What the fuck? I don't get off work till 6.
I was
fucking ready to go. And then
We started 10 minutes late. That's what it was.
10 minutes before we started.
I started just hitting you with some hitters.
No, it's oh, I don't, dude, I have no motivation to do the podcast.
That's all it takes?
I have no
bro, I say that every time. And no. Your vibe never gets lost.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, man. The day was different. I was really on it.
You sweating right now?
Yeah, I always sweat if I don't have
It's the geek, dude.
You sweat with more open air?
Yeah.
So if you have a shirt off, you sweat.
Yeah, dude, it drips down.
No, it's the geek.
But if you have a shirt on, you don't sweat.
Yeah. Well, no, I sweat with a shirt on too, but it's more.
How much do you sweat?
It protects it, dude. It protects.
I'm constantly sweating.
The fuck?
You're just saying that because you. Wait. This dude never sweats.
Yeah, you can't. You're talking shit like I'm weird. You're the weird one.
He'll do a whole Murph, Abdul. He'll run 2 miles, do 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and he'll come back dry.
No. He'll just wipe his brow.
Just his left brow. I'm like, dude, you're drier than the Sahara Desert, bro. I'm sitting here like soaked shirt, everything. I look like a super soaker, and this dude's like, oh. Yeah,
that's usually what happens. The only time I sweat is if I'm trying to, like if I go to a sauna and I'm in there for like 5+ minutes, then I'll be like a little sweaty. That's about it.
It's weird.
Yeah,
very, very weird.
I keep that moisture in, fucking
just let it out whatever. Yeah, you want
it really. I don't know how my body works because I'm really oily, but at the same time I don't sweat. Maybe it's all the oil blocks up my pores and the sweat doesn't come out. Fucking science. Dermatology. Look it up.
I think that's when you're clammy, actually. Are you clammy?
Yeah, do you get clammy?
What's clammy?
I think that's a definition of like clammy. Like you don't see sweat on your body. You're just like moisturized. So I don't know. Let me feel your arm.
I'm not
a little
clammy.
I just took
a shower. I'm not clammy.
He's not clammy.
Okay, maybe your forearm was just a little clammy. I don't know what happened to your forearm there.
You're putting your clam on my clam.
My hand is pretty clammed.
Don't put your clam on me and be like, damn, you're clammy, bro. All
right, my vibe's back.
After you took clam.
After you said clam, that's all. You had me at clam.
Yes.
You had me at fucking clam.
You're proud of me, aren't you?
I am.
No, but not for that, but for another thing, too.
Probably not.
No, I'm ready to say it.
What are you so hyped about?
Wait.
I just cracked my hands.
No, I am proud. I am proud of Jake.
What? Your boy just copped a John.
Oh. Dude, that was last episode.
Plural. Your boy just copped some Johns.
No, he's copped more.
Multiple Johns.
Tell him that
first John I got was the Bomber Fit blue jacket, the extra large. Goes right above the waistline, so you can have, you know, a long shirt underneath or maybe throw a hoodie over it, bro. The next John I got was some Air Max white shoes. I don't even know what they're called, but it's a John.
Well, you got to know what they're called.
Damn.
I'll know what they're called tomorrow when I get the John.
Okay.
The third John I got was 2 t-shirts from Zara.
Damn.
Is right. Abdul, you don't look hype. Be hype for me, bro.
I don't know, man.
Dude, are we going to go around? Tired. Dude, this could be a new segment.
What? It's the Johns.
We go around, talk about the new shit we copped.
Listen, we're not fucking rich like that. We don't buy new shit every week.
Yeah, but it could be anything. It could be 96 rolls of toilet paper.
That's a John.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but Ian seems hyped for me. You don't seem hyped.
I'm hyped. Dude.
You you're like looking away. Like I'm saying, like I got all these Johns, and he's like, yeah, damn.
Yeah, I mean,
bro, be hyped for me,
dude. I'm hyped for you. That's dope. I'm just like, who is this new Jake? The old Jake never bought shit. He was cheap as hell.
Yeah, but this is a new.
It's like
step.
You guys are slowly like ruining my life, but also bettering it.
Thank you. This is a new chapter in the J. Rob novel.
All right, you seem really happy about it. And I'm happy to see that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. That was touching. I just can't wait to wear the shoes with the bomber fit, with the jeans and the shirt, bro. And take a pic right behind that wall.
Dude.
And post it on the IG and get 8 likes.
Bro. On the island pod?
Yes, bro.
Yeah. But if you post it on your actual Insta.
Dude, you do numbers on your Insta.
Dude, you know, if that fit pic gets triple digits, bro. You're in there. You're famous, bro.
Oh, famous?
Yeah.
All right. I might. We'll see how they turn out.
We could collab, you know? We could both get johned up, take a pic, and both get triple digits.
Dude, once we hit the triple digit,
Dude, every post Jake has hits triple digits.
Sort of.
I feel like your new goal should be quad, like 4 digits. That quad.
4? Dude, if I get hit the quad, that will never happen. But if I hit the quad.
Episode title, hit the quad.
Not hit the quan. Hit that quad shit.
Quad yeah, feed.
That was the John experience I had. And let me tell you, when you finally drop some dollars for some high quality clothing.
Some fabrics.
That's yours. You didn't rent that shit. It's for your keepage. It feels good. It feels great. I didn't think it would feel that good. And then I got the bomber fit, and Ian was like, open it up. And I was like, all right, I was like using the scissors. I was like, it's Christmas, baby. And I put that John on, and I was like, this is mine. And you know what? Thank you guys.
You're welcome.
Bringing me into the John life.
That's beautiful, man. I remember how happy you were when you first put it on. We were freaking out the fit before we went out. You were like, damn, should I wear this shirt or should I wear this one? I was like, and we went out there and you were like, dude, this is dope.
Shout out to Abdul though. I came out first and I had the fit on with like a white shirt and he was like, put the black one on. And I did and I felt
that's all
better.
It took. That's all it took. Yeah. That's all it took.
That was the monumental experience, right?
That's
there.
How you complete the fit.
Easy fit. Easy.
Duel the
get the fuck out of here.
We got Josh Stubbs on the line.
Come say hello.
You can't. You hear shit.
You want to say anything to the mic?
What's up, bees?
Little bees for my wheeze, he says. Yeah, we're just chilling in the quarantine apartment, you know. It's pretty lit.
Wait, so what happened to the YouTube shit? I was actually going to watch it.
It's right there.
You guys have that shit, like, online?
Yeah.
Bro, it's every online.
Episode, bitch.
It's online.
Hey, I'll literally go watch it.
Show your ass for the camera.
No, please.
Actually, don't. We'll get about to blur that shit out. So,
let's see.
Damn, I'm still rocking that Haven.
You Haven till I die, man.
What are we talking about?
Man? Yeah, oh yeah. We already got the Johns out of the way, Ian. I want you to bring up what happened last night.
Oh. Well, it was your present. I feel like you should talk about it.
I'll start into it, and then we can elaborate.
I was like,
further.
What the fuck are
you
guys
talk
about
it, and then I'll talk about last night.
Okay, cool. Okay. So... a couple days ago, I get this huge box in the mail. And I was like, oh shit, a box. And I've just remembered that my dad got me a birthday present. And in this gigantic box is the nicest, the most high quality premium brand you could possibly get. Margarita, frozen margarita mixer. And don't tell me why my dad got it. He was just like, hey son, for your birthday, I'm just going to get you a margarita mixer. I was like, hell yeah. I mean, yeah. You need one of those right. Here or there. And me and Ian, yesterday, we did some fun stuff. Take it away, Ian.
Dude, it's huge.
Dude, come bring it into frame real quick. For all you people watching on
YouTube.
I got it.
You got it.
Bring it into frame so we can show them how fucking big this thing is.
If you follow us on Instagram, you've probably already seen it because it was highlighted in in our stories last night.
God damn. That's a regular size blender thing.
I know.
But yeah, it's in frame now, so you can see it. Here's a water bottle for scale.
I'm gonna use a toaster for scale.
Okay, toaster for scale.
Put it next to Ian for scale. Or no, it's sitting next to me. So right here, this is the scale.
So yeah,
that thing is huge. Looking at it from here.
So basically,
all right, now get it off.
It was essentially the first night of quarantine. Damn. Like the first, like, for real quarantine night.
I don't feel like quarantine is for real right now here in North Carolina, at least.
Social distancing.
Okay.
It was the first night, or first day, really, that we didn't, like, leave the house. We didn't go do anything.
Okay.
And so me and Jake, we decided, let's pop that bad boy open, you know? Let's see what's about.
Little did we know what was inside. Oh, man. All right. We knew it was inside, but little did we know what was actually.
We didn't
actually
know the scale.
Ooh.
What was inside. And we opened it up, and I don't know why we were so hype. We just got so ignorant. And just screaming and just yelling and running around, dancing. We were playing fucking like Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. We were playing Jimmy Buffett. We put our bathing suits on. We put sunglasses on. Flip-flops on.
Fucking tanks.
I thought I was at the beach.
Dude, we literally were at the beach. And then so we went and we went to the lick store.
Yeah, we did.
And then we got all the shit to make margaritas. And then we made margaritas. And then we literally chilled to listen to Jimmy Buffett and chilled in our bathing suits.
Dude, I got a fat buzz.
Got a fat buzz. And also, that was the first time I drank in like 2 months.
Oh, you bitch.
I look over at Ian while we're sitting on the couch and I say, dude, I'm only like 2 sips in. I got a fatty buzz right now.
Damn.
And you were like slumped over like, dude, I'm bugged. Yeah,
the marg made you cave.
No,
huh?
No, here's what made me cave, okay? I was all for it about not drinking. But then I get an email from our apartment complex. Mm-hmm. Oh, apartment gym's closed. Mm. That's it for me.
And add that with okay. This crazy tiki bar-esque margarita maker we have.
Yeah, dude, I could not.
Like, bro, that thing looks fucking commercial. You could open up a whole ass booth.
I felt like I was cleaning it earlier, and I was like, dude, I feel like I'm working minimum wage right now.
Bro, we're hosting Cinco de Mayo at our place.
Oh, for sure.
Like, we're just going to have everyone come over, and they're going to be like, oh, why'd you host the party at our place? And then I'm just going to turn and it's going to be right behind me. And they're going to be like, oh my God.
Literally, the island is going to be dedicated to, it's a margarita station.
Oh my gosh,
Cinco de Mayo.
Dude. That thing's going to be working OT.
Oh yeah.
We're buying 2 bags of ice for sure. That thing can hold some ice.
6 bags of ice. No, bring your own bag of ice.
Yeah, not even bring to. We'll buy the tequila. We'll buy everything else. Just make sure you got enough ice.
Take it in.
Dude, it was an incredible experience. We're hopefully going to do it a couple more times while we're quarantined. Because, I mean, what else are you going to do in quarantined Mecklenburg County than have some frozen margaritas on the couch?
With the boys.
With the boys.
Just with, like, me and Jake, probably.
In flip-flops.
Yeah. And Jimmy Buffett.
It was cool, though. Very
it was
cool.
Fun. So, I've given a lot of thought to, you know, like some people are like, oh yeah, I know what I'm going to name my kids and all that. I never really thought about what I would name my kids, but I was thinking about it the other day. I hadn't come up with anything, but I do know this. I want it somewhere in between really douchey and want to kill themselves.
Chadley.
So a shitty name.
No, Chadley. Something in the middle. Because I don't want them to fucking... I want them to be, like, unique. But I don't want them to be douchey. And I don't want them to have such a weird name that they kill themselves.
Okay.
Calling me.
Jake.
Rex.
That's cool.
That's douchey.
No, that's
but
cool.
It's also, like, if your name was Rex, like, it would, that's cool. You get bullied a little bit to the point where you're not too douchey.
Whenever I say douchey, I mean, like,
who's
going to
bully a guy named Rex?
I don't know, like making funny, like, oh, T-Rex, Rex.
I'm talking,
I don't
like,
know, bro.
I'm talking like, I'm not naming my kid Jake.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Wow. Is that the punchline?
Shots fired.
Was this the whole plan all along?
I set it up, dude.
You said, I was like going along with those naming shit.
I know. I'm
so
sorry.
I fell for it.
Wait, so is this an actual topic or like you just wanted to shit on Jake?
No, it was kind of like one of the thingies.
Oh my
God. Damn.
I was actually like getting, I was like gonna give my feedback on what my child was gonna be named.
What if it's a girl?
I'm just saying, you know, I don't want to. I'm being serious. I don't. I want them to have a unique name, but I don't want them to be so weird.
I feel like Jake isn't unique, though. Is it unique? I don't know.
No, I'm saying it's not.
Oh.
I know lots of Jakes.
Oh.
You know?
I got you.
Nothing against you personally. I'm just saying, I know a lot of Jakes.
Oh, man. You just set that up. I was like going. I was about to start naming names of my kids.
Well, Rex was good. Who said Rex?
I said Rex.
Yeah, I said Rex.
But damn, I kind of wanted to get in that topic now.
We well, can fucking dude, do we it. Can, we can fucking I was kind of excited about it too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
what are your thoughts, Abdul?
Yeah.
Now that my steez has just been ruined.
What would it be if it was a girl?
Jacqueline.
Yeah?
For me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you just said one.
You just said Jacqueline.
I was just naming names. I don't think my mom would have named me Jacqueline.
No, not you, dumbass. Oh. Your kid.
Oh.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Hmm. Christina.
No. That's too close to your mom's name.
Very true. I didn't think about that. I was gonna say like Emily, but that's not unique.
That's basic.
Yeah, it's so basic.
Listen, man. If you want it to be Emily, it can be Emily.
Alexandra. Boom.
That's decent. Yeah. But then she'll probably go by Alex.
I feel like girls named Alex are pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That's facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any.
You don't have any. You don't even brought this topic up.
Maybe like, nah. I keep coming to Carolyn.
Carol? Wait, Caroline or Carolyn?
Carolyn.
So it's like a different, like,
so like
it's spelled.
Carolyn?
Yeah, but I don't like that name. It doesn't sound right.
Okay.
But that's for some reason my mind keeps going to that. But I don't know why.
Or something unique like Ina or something.
Yeah. Ina?
Yeah. Dude, what if I name, because that would be just like my name?
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. Like you do a little flip-flop there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know, though.
I don't know. What's some brown names?
I've thought about this, actually. And like, I've got one for a boy and I've got one for a girl.
Oh, so you've
already got
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, I've got it.
Well, what's here?
So if it's a boy, I'm thinking like Ion.
Ooh.
And then
you're gonna name your kid after me?
That is way too close. I didn't even think about that.
Wait, would it be I O N or
no.
I?
No, it'd A-N. Be like it would be like A Y A N or something.
Ion spelled your way.
Turn that shit back on.
Fuck
Nick.
Off, Nick.
You dumb bitch. And then if it's a girl, I'd call her Alia.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of sound. Alia. Doesn't that kind of sound like your sister's name?
My sister's name is Atia, but
yeah.
White Same people syllables. Pronounce it Atia. So like, but like you would pronounce it Alia.
Some names I don't like is like Amanda. I never liked that name.
Yeah, Amanda gives me...
It gives me weird vibes.
It gives me bitchy vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I've never met like a really chill Amanda.
I think of a Amanda Bynes when I think of Amanda.
If you know a chill Amanda, hit us up.
Yeah. Or like Tiffany.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
That no, is I like...
Don't like Tiffany at all.
Don't marry a Tiffany. Please don't.
Or like fucking... Like...
Brittany? Oh.
Well, I know some hot Britneys.
Well, yeah, but like, would you marry a Britney?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, if she was the one... Everything was
but
was
her
going
name
for,
was Brittany.
You just have to cut it, bro.
Everything's perfect, but her name's Brittany. You're just like, listen, I can't. You gotta legally change your name or it's not happening.
Ashley is a good name. I've always liked Ashley.
I feel like Ashley is doable.
You know what you're gonna get when you see when Ashley pops up anywhere in life.
That's
you know
true.
What you're gonna get.
That's true.
It's what never if, out of the ordinary. There's never no teeter totter outlier Ashley.
So they're calling, all. Are you calling Ashley's boring?
No, it's not. That's why they're unique. It's because you
it's
know
because they're boring.
No, because you can picture it so well. That's why they're so unique.
Okay.
Deep down, you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're. Have you thought of names yet?
No. Like unique ones.
No, for your children.
Yeah, for your children. Yeah.
Oh, my kids. No.
Well, fucking pick two.
Oh, is that what I'm doing?
I thought that's what you were doing while I was saying mine.
No. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I had no idea that's what we were doing. I thought that's what he did, and then I did it, and then you did it.
I just been naming names, low-key.
Yeah, I thought we were
doing names. No, you have, but like I feel like you started with the Rex thing.
I would not name my child Rex.
I thought that's what you said.
I was trying to give Ian ideas, but then he gave the punchline of my name.
This whole time, I thought you were going to name your kid Rex.
It'd be cool, but...
What would you name your kid, Jake?
Charlie.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know why.
All right.
I like it.
I feel like that's another Ashley. You kind of know what you're getting when you have a Charlie. And what if it's a girl?
That's kind of what I was getting at earlier.
I thought I already said it. I don't remember what I said.
You said Alexander.
Yeah, Alexander.
You did
say
Alexander.
All right, now Ian, round us off.
Dude, I don't fucking... I'm just going to like name random names at this point. I don't know.
The first name that comes to your mind when you think of your spawn.
My spawn. Madeline.
Nice.
All right, that's good.
Nice.
Guy.
Okay.
It's got to start with a J for some reason.
Yeah, it does. Oh, yeah. I know exactly what direction you're going right now.
Dude, Joseph, but everybody calls him Joe.
I like it.
Yeah. And then he's like, he gets a nickname with Joe, you know, like Big Joe.
Thought you were going to say Jocko.
I thought you were going to say James.
I was thinking James, but I was like, man, that's too, you know, what I was talking about.
Yeah. Joseph. Nice. Everyone calls him Little Joe.
Joseph and Madeline.
Yeah, Joe and Maddie, bro.
They're twins.
Yeah. Damn.
Damn.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I know.
All right. Since we're kind of teetering right now, something that I really fucked with this week.
Wait. That's a segment that we do at the end.
Yeah, I know. But I was going to just do it now.
Okay.
I don't think that's how it works.
Okay, never mind.
Let it marinate.
Write it down. Sorry. Are you going to forget?
No, I'm not going to forget.
Okay, good.
Abdul here to interrupt to tell you we're going to do that segment at the end. So be ready for what Jake's been fucking with.
Please just stay longer. A little bit longer.
Like 10 minutes longer.
Are you still there? No? That's what we thought.
Oh, yeah. Here's what I wanted to talk about. I got a new cut.
Oh, yeah.
I fuck with it.
I got a new cut.
Yeah.
I've had the same haircut since the third grade. I remember whenever I decided to grow my hair out in the third grade, and it's pretty much been the same since.
No, it hasn't. Wasn't your hair more bowly?
Well, I mean, yeah, kind of.
But that's like when you're younger, you know.
But I've always gone the same way, you know?
Which way are you going?
I used to go a different way.
Now I'm kind of trying to go both ways. But anyway, here's beside the point. I got a new haircut, right? Dude, I get looked at differently now.
Oh my god.
Dude, I went as soon as I got the cut, right? I had to drive back to Charlotte. So naturally, I had to get an iced Americano.
Of course.
So I walked into Dunkin' Donuts in Ashboro. Dude, all the people behind the counter were like women. They wouldn't even look at me.
Wait, they wouldn't?
They wouldn't look at me in the eyes, bro. I was jawned out, had the fresh cut. I even realized when I got back in the car that I accidentally left my chain out.
That's when you know you're not gonna get looks.
Dude, they wouldn't even fucking look
at me. That's when you know. You look like a scary son of a bitch, especially with that chain out.
I'm glad this makes you feel like a million bucks, Ian.
Dude, I felt really cool. And I had been singing in my car and keeping my mouth. I had a bottle of water and my throat was hydrated. So whenever I spoke, it was just
like, hello there.
Yeah, it was just sex. Except it didn't. I didn't fucking
say whatever. Sex.
Yeah, and I didn't. My voice didn't crack like it just did.
Oh, nice.
Damn.
Yeah.
That sounds like a W.
This is the most I've heard you hype yourself up in a while.
Yeah.
Dude, you have those W's like once a day, you know? Once a day, maybe once a week, where like you just have that little moment where you just you're a badass. You take those moments, you put them in your pocket.
Listen, bro, you take those moments, you tell them to everybody who listens to this podcast.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
That's what you got to do.
I'm glad you have that dub.
I mean, we both always said every time you get a haircut, bro, you feel like a new man.
Oh, and you're depressed before.
You're depressed. You get a haircut. You're like, damn, what the fuck was I depressed about?
And then you know.
Life's great. Life rips.
And then you get the iced Americano, and then your life is even better. It's sky high.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where you're just so happy.
Yeah. I was so happy. I didn't even... I could have posted it on my Instagram.
Damn.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how happy you were?
Like, imagine me taking, like, a fit pic with the coffee, and I just caption it. So happy I got this new cut.
And then you tag Dunkin' Donuts, so then there's a small percent chance they see that, and then they say, hey, do you want to be our sponsor?
And they say hashtag ad, too.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're an influencer now?
Yeah. Yes.
Just because this new cut?
Yeah, yeah. And I
probably should have just gotten, like, some girl at the Dunkin' to take the picture.
Dude, they wouldn't look at me. I couldn't, you know?
She could have probably looked at you through the camera. That's doable.
Dude, she might have not even been able to, like, pointed in the right direction.
Avert your eyes. This man's too spicy right now.
I'm glad you had that W.
Thank you. I needed it.
It's in your pocket, right?
It is.
You're going to take it out at some point when you need it?
I'm going to take it out whenever I need it. Whenever I'm down in the dumps, I'm going to remember.
Nice.
That I'm a boss.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
And also, tell me, Try and tell me, dude, I couldn't be a voice actor for an anime. Try and tell me. Try and tell me.
You can't be a voice actor for anime.
Dude, I fucking could, okay?
No.
I was doing it in... Never mind.
Were you pretending to be a voice actor for anime in the shower or something?
No, it was It was actually right after I got the iced Americano.
I want you to
do a
recording.
On the ride back, you were talking to yourself, pretending to be a voice actor for an anime.
Yeah.
I want you to do a recording in your car of your most favorite scene in anime, and I want you to send it to me privately for me to judge. And then we'll have this conversation next week.
Okay.
I need some evidence. It's a hard no, but if you give me some hard evidence with some backup support... I will definitely consider it.
I was going to do it. I was going to do my impression on the pod. But honestly, like I said,
you need some water, bro, to get sexy real quick?
Yeah, I do, but I don't have any.
I'll get you some water.
Just send it to me privately, and we'll make a workout.
Okay.
I'll get you some water, bro.
No, it's too late.
I won't tell you what I think when you send it to me, but I will next week. Next week will be my review.
Are you his agent or some shit?
Yes.
On the pod.
Yes.
Okay.
I've always wanted to do voice acting. I feel like it'd be pretty cool.
I feel like you do have a deep voice for that.
I don't think my voice is deep at all.
No, it's deep for sure. It's like deep and high. Like my voice is very deep, like when I go deep. But your voice is like a good combination of deepage.
I can get high sometimes.
Yeah, like you know that?
Hear that, everybody? Abdul's a stoner.
And you have very good accents. Like
Yeah, it's something I'm proud of. Sometimes I do them best when I'm not under pressure. When people are like,
do it.
Like, there's like five people looking at me about doing an accent. I'm like, well, fuck, what do I do? And like, it doesn't come out right. And I'm just like,
oh, you have a very good Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation.
It's decent.
When you said that line, he said something about a tank like 2 months ago.
Oh,
I was dying laughing.
I remember that.
Like, oh, the tank or whatever. And I was just like, bro, you need to record that or something.
You need to.
I don't know what you can even do with that, but you need to do it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do Arnold right now.
I was trying to hype it up. I was like, please, 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 please.
Fuck.
You don't have to.
I'll do it when I feel like it.
Okay, just
I'll just pop in.
Yeah.
Just
throw it in.
Yeah, just throw it in. Just throw it in whenever.
Make room. Arnold is about to land on the island. I need room for the chopper. Say tank. Good.
He's lost it.
I've lost it. That wasn't even like the best I could do. I could tell I wasn't at my best there.
I liked it.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I can do better.
I guess I'll okay.
I was just like,
all right, here's my last thing. Why is it on every like whether it's vacuum? Or the only thing I can think of is a vacuum. But like whenever you're like twisting up the cord and you know how it connects, like you're supposed to like put the...
Oh yeah, the tab.
The
tab that makes it connect to the rest of the cord.
Why is it always on the corner and you can't do it? You know, like it's never in the
middle. You're saying when I know what you're saying. Yeah. I know what you're saying. Whenever you're winding it up and then it's always on the curve. It's never on the straight part
where you can't actually connect it.
It's like, what's the fucking point of putting the thing on there?
It's always like that. I don't get it.
I feel like there's like one or two companies out there that have thought about this. And like there's one guy who's real stickler and he made it right, but I don't know what that company is.
Me either.
I feel like they do it for style, though.
What?
What? They're like, oh, dude, our cord is 3 inches longer than the competition, but you can't put the thing on.
You wrap it up and it's there. What do you mean?
No, like, it's always on the curve, so it doesn't hook right. It's never on the straight part. You know what I'm saying?
The straight part, dude.
So the straight part is the vertical part, not the curved at the top or bottom.
Oh.
It always lands on the top or bottom where it's curved.
But then you just put it on there. What do you mean? Like,
well, you can put it on there. It does it on our vacuum.
I'll show you right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. He's gonna grab the vacuum.
All right.
It's on the straight part.
Yeah. But like, okay.
You literally made your argument invalid with this one.
Like, this is what it's supposed to be, right?
Right.
Yeah. But sometimes they end like right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
you didn't know what we were talking about this whole time.
I thought you were talking about where the clip, where you, I don't know. I was thinking about a
now
clip.
Now you know.
I do know. But I feel like if you do it right,
no,
it will never happen like that.
No. It always happens like that.
I've tried everything, dude. I've tried like I don't
making
even
it
know.
Tight.
Like making it more making loose, it loose, but then it ends up just getting everywhere, or making it even more tight, but then it's impossible. I mean, I know what you're getting there, but I've never seen that before.
Wow,
just a peeve of mine.
What a great topic!
I've never noticed that. Yeah, but probably because I do it right.
Okay. Have you ever touched that vacuum?
Maybe once.
Did you wrap the cord up after?
No.
Maybe that's why you don't have this problem. Dirty bitch.
Well, I think it's time for our segments. We can go ahead and do the what are you fucking
with?
Oh,
nice.
Mm.
Cool.
And you can go ahead and go first since you already have something.
Mm. What am I fucking with?
Yeah. Did you forget?
Hold up. We went this whole episode without talking about Corona.
We did. I was going
to sort of we're quarantined right now and it's crazy.
Oh, you did say quarantine.
I think we should maybe discuss it next week when it's getting, you know, more quarantine. Yeah,
this is the perfect time to talk about it.
Here's the thing. A lot of podcasts are fucking up and calling their episodes right now the Corona episode, but in reality, we're not at the peak yet, man.
Well, I'm trying to get to the masses of what's going on in a couple weeks where it's
so
really popping.
You guys want to record it when they won't let me out of my house to come here to record it. Is that what you're saying?
The plan. Dude, actually about that, the software that does like remote podcasting, they're doing it's free right now because of the coronavirus.
Shit.
So if it comes down to it, we can fucking figure it out.
Oh, damn. That'll be great. Yeah. Podcast from the comfort of my own home. And then we'll have two video streams instead of one.
Nope. We'll just do no.
Nope. We'll do both.
Okay.
Both.
It'll be a special segment.
All right, what are we fucking with, boys? Someone start, because I lost what I was. I literally had it in my head because I was like, oh, I saw it on YouTube, and now I don't anymore. What are we fucking with?
You lost it. What am I fucking with? That's the one thing I fucking forgot to write down.
That's the one thing I don't know if I have.
None of us have anything.
Well, I thought you had something.
Okay. Let me look at my latest. Oh, well, I don't want to. You're just going to agree with me on this.
Okay.
That new motherfucking Jack Harlow.
Oh, dude, that new album. Hell yeah. How about on that? Every day. All day, every day.
I listened to it. It was pretty solid.
Yeah. Pretty good.
I'm trying to think of what I was. I saw it. Oh, I. Thank you. I finally remembered. Movie. War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise. That movie
dude,
is lit.
OG, bro.
Like the 2005 movie.
Yeah.
That shit is lit. I saw like a recommendation YouTube video and it was like noises from the movie War of the Worlds, like alien noises where they're like. And it's like really scary.
Dude, that
and
movie,
I was like, that shit used to scare the hell out of me when I was was a kid.
That movie was really good, especially for its time.
I kind of want to watch it tonight.
I do too. Yeah. Let's drink Margs and watch it.
Duel, what are you fucking with? Because me and Ian just
we already know what's
going to happen after this.
I'm fucking with the thought of going to bed early and being a responsible adult because I've been tired as shit all week.
Damn.
As you can tell in this episode as well, real tired. Kind of just listen to the boys talk about what's going on with in their lives. You know, carry in the episode.
You know me. You know how we do.
Oh, I know what I'm fucking with. Wait, I already said what I'm fucking with.
What else?
Here's what I'm not fucking with. I'm not fucking with online classes. Except I kind of am, but also I'm not.
I'm not fucking with being bored out of my ass.
Yeah.
That's something I thought I was going to be fucking with. I am not.
Yeah. I'm fucking with the fact that I'm blessed that I can still go to work.
Dude, when I tell you I was so bored today in my room doing work, I thought it was going to be fun. I thought I was going to, you know, just be chilling. But it was boring. It was very boring. So, yeah.
We got to do rap slang.
No, God.
Unless you want to do the Punjabi word of the week.
I say we'll do Punjabi word of the week today because I don't really have any rap slang today.
Damn.
Margarita.
No. We don't.
There's no way they don't have a margarita, bro.
Any alcoholic beverage that has a word, like beer.
I'll tell you what they call, like, alk.
Nice.
It's a beg.
Beg?
Yeah, like PEG.
So if I just went to a bar in Pakistan and said beg.
Oh, no, you don't go to bars in Pakistan. Pakistan doesn't have bars.
Oh.
Because it's not in their religion to drink alcohol.
Oh, yeah, might be. But might be.
No, you're good. In India, there's also Punjabi people. And they're like the Sikh people that are wearing like the turbans. They'll fuck up some alcohol.
So some peg.
So, like.
So there's no word for beer. There's no word for like mixed beverage.
Hold on. Maybe I'm. Beg is a word that's associated with it. But. Oh, it's. Alcohol is daru. Yeah.
I'm assuming they just didn't make a lot of words for alcoholic beverages since it's like not.
Well, in Punjabi, yeah, because there is one because it's daru because it's a shared language between it's just like the Punjab region. There's a Punjab region in Pakistan. There's a Punjab region in India. And when they split and became two separate countries, it kind of just like split that. Damn. But they both got Punjabi speaking
language
people.
Language is still there.
Yeah.
So we got peg.
And
Daru. Nice.
Roll the R a little.
Daru. Oh, shit.
And like.
I don't know.
Daru.
Daru.
Da.
Da.
Ru. That's tough. Me saying it like that, I can imagine that'd be tough.
That was one of the best, most efficient.
That one went well.
Words of the day. What is the second called again? Punjabi word of the day.
Punjabi
word of the week.
Good job, Abdul.
Thanks, man.
And I have
I love my alk.
Oh yeah. I have a quip. Quip.
That's a brush. Toothbrush. I have one.
Quibby. That's a new thing, right?
Oh yeah.
I have a new I have a quick rap slang. And this is one that I honestly didn't know the first few times I heard it, and then I had to like Google it. Ops.
Oh yeah.
Is that the cops?
No. Ops.
Like, but does that mean the cops?
No, it means the opposition. So like the opposite gang. Or so if you're a Crip, you know, the ops are the Bloods, bro. So like you're at a function and you're like, there's too many ops in here, bro. We gotta get out of here.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, nice.
Yeah.
That was good. Good job, man.
Thanks. And I think that's it.
Woo.
That was a good episode,
this
boys.
This is a long episode.
Yeah, wow.
We is it? Damn.
You're bored out of your ass from this quarantine, you know.
I'm glad you got to hear my monotone ass voice this whole time.
I'm dead.
Aloha. Well,
you know where we're at. So just find us. See the memes. Enjoy the memes.
Good luck. Don't
share
get Rona.
Share the memes.
Yeah, don't get Rona.
Don't get Rona. If you do, stay away from us. We got to finish this podcast.
Aloha.
Aloha.
I love you.